The rest of us have come because we want to learn more about the things of God.
Praise the Lord.
So we're glad you're here, and we're going to pray that the Lord is going to keep us all in good health.
所以我们很高兴大家能来，也求神保守我们。
I don't know of any special announcements today. It is true we are not going to have our Chinese New Year celebration on Friday.
那我们没有别的特别的通知，就是原定这周五晚上的中国新年的庆祝活动呢，我们取消了。
But the Chinese are very event of what's the word I want? They're resourceful people.
他们是非常丰富的人，中国人。
And that means that they don't have to celebrate Chinese New Year on this particular day or that particular day.
意味着我们供应很丰富啊，就是其实我们不需要特别排除一天来庆祝，我们天天都在庆祝。
So we may decide to have our Chinese New Year celebration in April.
所以我们可以也许最后定我们四月份来庆祝一下中国新年啊，也可以。
Okay, so we'll keep that in mind.
我们记得这件事啊。
I don't know that we have other announcements. I think we're going to get into the study of the Word of God. Again, thank you, Joe and Ann, for being with us.
再次感谢 Joe 和 Ann 跟我们在一起。
Very good. Let's pray.
我们起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that we serve a living Savior.
父啊，我们要谢谢您，因为我们服侍的是一位活着的神。
And our blessed Savior is alive every day.
我们的救主是每一天活着。
And He is over all of the affairs of life.
他在生命中一切的事上掌权。
And we thank you that He said on one occasion, "My Father works and I work."
因为他有一次说呢，我父做工，直到如今我也做工。
And what He basically was saying then was, "My Father works every day." And I work every day.
他其实在说呢，我的父每天工作，我也每天工作。
And we believe, Lord, that you can work right here in this building today.
父啊，我们也相信您今天在这个建筑里，今天就能做工。
And that's why we're here. We're looking forward to having you speak to each of us today.
这也是我们今天来的原因，我们要仰望您对我们每个人的心说话。
So we now pray your blessing on us. And we pray that you will teach us through Joe.
求您啊，我们的祷告是求您祝福我们，也借着Joe弟兄祝福我们。
And we pray for those who are not with us today.
我们也
为 that you will bless and encourage them as well.
为那一切不能今天跟我们在一起的人祷告，求您也祝福鼓励他们。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们感恩奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Okay. Really glad to be here with you again today. And does everybody have a sheet that looks like this?
有没有人手上有这张单张的？
If you don't, where's Roy? Everybody have a sheet? If Roy can make copies, you should also have a map. It looks like this, but except yours won't be in color unless you colored it.
你要有这张就是人终极问题的回答的答案的这一张单张和这张地图。如果你有地图的话呢，你如果是黑白色的，可以自己涂彩色。
Okay. We haven't got to our outline. We haven't got to this.Sheet yet, but we're working on it.
所以我们还没有来到这张单张的内容上，我们正在过程中。
What we have been studying is the whole chapter, Acts chapter 16.
我们过去两周一直在学的就是整章《使徒行传》十六。
I want you to turn there in your Bibles, please.
我们翻到那。
We're going to read that chapter again, Acts chapter 16.
我们再读一遍《使徒行传》十六章。
whenever you're ready.
Oh, shall we read verse by verse?
Yep.
Around the whole chapter, right?
Yep.
Okay. 我们再把《使徒行传》十六章整章一起读一遍，一人一节啊。保罗来到特庇，又到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太夫人的儿子，他父亲却是希腊人。
路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他，保罗要带他同去，只因那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希腊人，就给他行了割礼。
他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
于是众教会信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过富里加、加太一带地方，
到了美西亚的边界。他们想要往西推离去，耶稣的灵却不许。
他们就越过美西亚，下到特罗亚去，在阴间有异象，与保罗有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。
保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想要往马其顿去，以为神教我们传福音给那里的人听。
于是从特罗亚开船，一直行到萨摩特拉，第二天到了迪亚波里。
从那里来到腓立比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这城里住了几天。
当安息日，我们出城门到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地，我们就坐下对教会的妇女讲道。
有一个卖彩色布匹的妇人，名叫吕比亚，是推亚亚拉城，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
他和他一家既领了喜，便求我们说：你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家来住。于是强留我们。
后来我们往那里祷告的地方去，有一个使女迎着面来，她被污鬼所缚，用法术叫她主人们大得财力。
她跟随保罗和我们喊着说：这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。那鬼当时就出来了。
使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领，
又带到官长面前说：这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城，
传我们罗马人所不可受不可行的规矩。
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣服，用棍打，
打了许多棍，便将他们 下在监里，嘱咐严谨看守。
郡主领了这样的命，就把他们下在那些两脚上了木狗。
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听。
忽然地大震动，甚至监牢的壁基都摇动了，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
保罗大声呼叫说：不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
禁足叫人拿灯门，就跳进去，站在基督的夫妇在保罗希拉面前，
又领他们出来说：两位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？
他们说：当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
他们把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。
当夜就在那时候，禁足把他们带去，洗了他们的伤。当他和属乎他的人立刻都受了洗。
于是禁足领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭。他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
到了天亮，官长打发差役来说：释放那两个人吧。
禁足就把这话告诉保罗说：官长打发人来叫释放你们，如今可以出监，平平安安的去吧。
保罗却说：我们是罗马人，并没有定罪。他们就在众人面前打了我们，又把我们下在监里，现在要私下撵我们出去吗？这是不行的，叫他们自己来领我们出去吧。
差役把这话回禀官长，官长听见他们是罗马人就害怕了，
于是来劝他们领他们出来。
请他们离开那城。
二人出了监，往吕底亚家里去，见了弟兄们，劝慰他们一番，就走了。
Okay, very, very good. The story in Acts chapter 16 is the story of Paul and his team on a second missionary journey.
这是保罗和希拉呢，和他的团队在第二次传道之旅上发生的事。
That's what your map shows you. If you look at your map, it's Paul's second missionary journey.
这就是我们手上这张地图告诉我们的。
The purpose of this was to go back and to encourage the people and the churches that were established on the first missionary journey.
那第二次的目的呢，都是回到第一次的地方去坚固那些教会的心。
And in doing so, there was an argument between Paul and Barnabas.
做这场旅行之前呢，保罗和巴拿巴有一番争论。
And the argument was over a young man whose name is Mark.
那这是关乎一个年轻人马可的争论。
And the disagreement ultimately led to Paul and Barnabas going different directions.
那这样的一个纷争呢，导致保罗和巴拿巴就分开了。
Barnabas took the young man Mark home with him, and Paul chose Silas and was recommended by the brothers, and they went on that second missionary journey.
巴拿巴带着马可回去了，保罗又拣选了希拉，然后去到了第二次旅行。
Now it's very important that you understand the background of this chapter.
非常重要，你要理解这一章的背景。
There's a lot of truth in this chapter, but we'll get the most benefit from it if we see it in its context.
这里有很多的真理，但我们如果在上下文里看呢，我们就能够从中得到最大。
Paul is working with a team of men.
所以保罗是和一群的人工作。
Tell me some of the people that are on his team.
告诉我一些名字。提摩太。
Timothy, okay. Timothy joins the team. Paul is on the team. Timothy's on the team. Anybody else?
Silas
is on the team. And who else?
Luke.
Dr. Luke.Again, in chapter 16, you'll notice that in verse 6, Dr. Luke is writing in verse 6, now when they had gone, see that?
所以第六节说的他们就经过弗里加，他们注意到了吗？
And they were forbidden in verse 7, after they.
第七节也是他们。
Okay.And then notice in verse 10, now after he had seen the vision, we, see that?
在第十节就变成我们了。
So now Dr. Luke includes himself. So we got at least those people on the team.
所以到第十节呢，我们知道路加医生也参与进来了，因为他是《使徒行传》作者。
When you're studying God's Word, one of the things that's really...interesting to do is make a list of all the people that are mentioned in the reading that you're doing.
有个很好的操练呢，就是我们读经的时候把一系列的人名写下，就是这卷书里面提到的写的对象。
Now there's going to be some other people mentioned in the story. Who can tell me who else will be mentioned in the story?
这个故事里还有谁提到了呢？
Lydia, all right, she's going to be mentioned in the story. Anybody else?
Slave girl,
okay, we don't know her name, but she is mentioned in the story. The jailer is mentioned in the story.
Jinzu.
There's actually quite a few people. You got the people that lived with Lydia. We don't know their names either, but they were in her house. Okay.
还有 Lydia 的家人。
You got the jailer and his household. Okay, you got people.
禁足和他的家人。
You got the magistrate or the people in the city who are in authority. They are mentioned.
还有官长。
Okay.
The owners of the slave girl,
very good observation.
使女的主人。
I'm sorry? All the prisoners, very good. There were other prisoners in the jail.
其他的囚犯监狱的。
Okay. I think we're just about getting there. Anybody else? The officers, the magistrates, yeah, we mentioned them. Okay, well, that's good. You may note some other people from time to time, but when you're studying your Bible, that's a good thing to do.
对，这是你学圣经的时候可以用的一个方法。
Now, I want to go back to verse 14.
那我们看十四节。
This today, just for a few minutes. And this is where... Lydia was from in verse 14, she was from the city of Thyatira.
Lydia is from Thyatira.
Now, I told you last week, if you wanted to put Thyatira on your map, you would put it somewhere between Troas and Antioch on your map, Antioch of Asia.
如果你想找到推亚推拉城呢，它就在这地图的这个 Troas。和那个 Antioch 中间。
And from where Lydia lived in Thyatira to the little place called Philippi, I think it's about 400 miles. I'm not sure. It's a long distance.
所以从推亚推拉到这个小镇小城叫菲利比的小城，应该有四五百英里啊，还是个挺远的地方。
But what we found out about Lydia was that before she became a Christian, she was going to a prayer meeting.
我们知道她成为基督徒之前的 Lydia 是去一个祷告会的。
And I want to tell you a story about that.
我告诉你一个故事。
In Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, a number of years ago, we had an older man start coming to our prayer meeting.
我们在安大略的那个原来的教会呢，那有一个老年人，很多年前他开始参加我们的祷告会。
He knew maybe a couple of people at the chapel, but no one. He was an outsider, a stranger almost.
他只认识教会中某几个人。总的来说呢，他就像一个陌生人。
But he started coming to prayer meeting.
但他却开始来祷告会了。
And he came to prayer meeting for a few months.
来了几个月。
And then he came on Sunday to hear the word of God.
他又来早晨的星期天的早晨的服事。
And one day on Sunday.After the meeting, I talked to him.
有一天的星期天上午呢，会后呢，我跟他聊了一会儿。
His name was Harold.
他的名字也叫 Harold.
The last name was Quick. Mr. Harold Quick.
姓呢叫 Quick.
And I said to him, I said, "Are you?" Are you understanding what we're doing here, or are you getting it? Something like that.
然后我就问他，你知不知道我们这里在做什么吗？
And he said, "Yes, I am understanding it."
他说是，我知道。
And he said, "But there is one thing really, really hard for me to understand."
但他说还有一件事对我来说特别难理解。
He said.What is so hard to understand is why
I have waited 86 years to accept the Lord.
He was
86 years old. And he was seeking the Lord at a prayer meeting. And he found the Lord like Lydia did. So I just encourage anyone who is seeking the Lord, keep seeking, you will find him. Matter of fact, in Luke chapter 19, the Lord Jesus said, he came to seek you.
实际呢, 在路加的19章, 主说什么? 他来寻找你呀。
Now imagine, the Lord is seeking you, and you're seeking the Lord.
你想一想, 主在找你, 你在找主。
And you know what? They will find one another.
你猜怎么样? 他们最终会彼此找到的。
The Bible is very clear about that.
圣经非常清楚地这么说。
Yeah. The seeking sinner and the seeking Savior are not very far apart.
寻求的罪人和一个寻求的主, 他相距不远。
Okay. So I just wanted to make mention of that again. Now, the story develops, as you know, the demon-possessed girl was, the demons were cast out of the girl, and then there was a big commotion, and Paul and Silas were thrown in jail.
后面的故事你们知道了,那一个鬼妇的使女呢,保罗把鬼赶出去以后引起大的骚动, 导致他们被丢到监狱里。
Now let's look at verse 25.
25节。
At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
约在半夜, 保罗和希拉祷告, 唱诗赞美神, 众囚犯也侧耳而听。
We're trying to establish the atmosphere in which this question, the greatest question, we're trying to establish an atmosphere in which this question was asked.
所以我努力建立这样的一个氛围啊, 这样的一个语境, 来让我们理解最终那个最重要的问题问出来的时候是怎样的。
So we have these two men of God not complaining about being in prison or having been beaten and roughed up, but we have them singing and praying.
那这两个神的仆人被打了, 那他们没有抱怨, 却在那唱诗赞美主。
Let me pause for a minute and ask you a question.
让我停下来问你一些问题。
What is your first response when something bad happens to you?
当一些不好的事发生在你身上的时候, 你第一反应是什么?
Do you immediately pray?
你会立刻祷告吗? Panicking.
Panic. I want you to think about prayer in this way. It is just talking to your Heavenly Father.
所以祷告其实就是跟你天上的父说话。
If I were taking my children for a walk and something bad happened, there was an accident or something happened to one of my children, the first thing they would say is, Daddy! Daddy!
如果我带我几个孩子出去啊, 当中的一个一旦碰到一些的麻烦问题啊, 他们第一件事就会喊什么? 爸爸,
So I want you to think about, you are the child, and God is your father.
Okay? And you need to be in close conversation with him all the time.
所以你要记得一个事实，你是孩子，神是父亲，你们要总是，你一定要在他面前，你常常与他有紧密的话语的联系，你要跟他说话，随时。
Let's leave this text for a minute and let's go to Luke chapter 11.
我们先这放在这里，我们看一下路加的十一章。
Here's my old Bible. I'm thinking about maybe I'm in the wrong text teaching us to pray. Oh, yeah, this is where I am, right. In verse 2, 3, and 4, the Lord Jesus was instructing his disciples about praying.
11章的二三四节呢，耶稣在教导他的门徒们祷告。
And in verse 5, 6, and 7, he gives them an illustration or an example of praying.
五六七呢，他给了他这些门徒一个例子来解释祷告。
Let me read verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Verse 5. The Lord Jesus said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. He will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs.
耶稣又说，你们中间谁有一个朋友半夜到他那里去说，朋友，请借我3个饼，因为我有一个朋友行路来到我这里，我没有什么给他摆上。那人在里面回答说，不要搅扰我，门已经关闭，孩子们也同我在床上了，我不能起来给你。我告诉你们，虽不因他是朋友起来给他，但因他情辞迫切的直求，就必起来照他所需用的给他。
So the Lord Jesus is given an example of how to pray, the way in which you should pray.
所以耶稣在这里给了我们一个例子啊，如何祷告。
So it's a simple story, we can understand it.
所以这是个很简单的故事，我们能理解。
So a man, has a friend who comes to for a visit.
有个人，他的一个朋友来拜访他。
But the man has no food to give his friend.
但这个人没有吃的给那朋友。
And it's late at night.
而且是半夜了。
So he goes to one of his neighbors. He goes to another friend.
他就去了他的朋友或邻居家。
And he knocks on the door at midnight.
在半夜来敲门。
Okay. And there's no answer.
没人听。
And he knocks again and he knocks. And finally the guy says, it's too late, we're all asleep.
他一直敲一直敲，直到里面有声音说，太晚了，我们都睡了。
Don't trouble me, everybody's in bed.
不要再搅扰我啊，我们都在床上。
So he keeps knocking and he keeps persisting, and finally the man comes to the door.
他一直敲，一直 敲，然后最后的那个人就开门了。
And he said, "What do you want? It is not convenient."
他说你要什么？现在不方便。
He said, "I need 3 loaves of bread."
我需要三个饼。
And so his friend gives him 3 loaves of bread.
他的朋友就给了他三个饼。
And the question is, what can we learn from that story?
我们从这个故事里能学什么呢？
Let me suggest 2 things about prayer.
那我们来讲祷告有两件事啊。
First thing, be specific.
第一呢，要很准确。
Be definite.
就是确定的。
He did not say,I have a friend and I don't have any food. Do you have any food to give me?
是很具体啊，他没有说，哎，我有个朋友来，我没有食物，你有食物给我吗？
Maybe he would have given him 3 crackers.
然后他朋友可能给他两块饼干。
You see, he knew what he needed. He needed 3 loaves of bread. That's what he needed.
所以他知道他需要什么，他需要三个饼。
Definite when you pray.
所以你祷告的时候，你很确切地把你的所需告诉他。
And then we learned that it wasn't convenient for the man to get up. He's going to disrupt his whole house. And he didn't do that just because his friend asked him, but he did that because the friend would not go home.
那我们看见这个人呢，给他饼的这个人呢，不是因为这个人是个朋友来求他，是因为这个朋友不走，所以他最后给他了。
Now the first man who goes over and beats on the door at midnight, he knew it was midnight.
所以去敲门的那个人他知道是半夜。
He knew everybody was asleep.
他也知道每个人都睡了。
But this is what we learn. When the need is great, the embarrassment of asking is forgotten.
所以这就是我们能学到的。当你的需要巨大的时候呢，你因着这个需要去说请求的这个尴尬就没了。
I see some of your eyes wandering back and forth. When you are convinced you need to be persistent and not worry about what it looks like or what others think about it, you keep asking God.
当你很确切知道啊，这个祷告是你所需的，你要怎么样呢？你就不要管别人怎么看，你也不要想这件事情合不合适，你就持续的、坚定的到主面前去求就好。
Did you ever notice how long our prayers are in public and how short they are in private?
你有没有注意每个人哈都是在我们在大家一起的祷告的时候呢都是长的，个人祷告的时候都短的。
Sometimes in our prayers we're actually talking to other people and not God.
我们甚至在自己
the other people that are listening.
我们自己祷告的时候有的时候都会不是在跟神说哈，在跟别人说。
But when I go home,I get beside my bed or I bow my head at the table and it's only God listening. Sometimes I just say, God, you know, I'm not specific.
当我一个人来到床前我祷告的时候我经常会想到，哎呀，主啊，你知道吗？其实我有些祷告的确不是很明确，不是很具体。
Well, the Lord Jesus says, be definite. Let your request be known.
所以神在这里告诉我们，你需要很确实，也让别人知道你所需。
Let's go back to Acts 16 now.
我们回到《使徒行传》十六章。
We got another midnight situation in verse 25.
在二十五节呢，又是一个半夜了。
Praying and singing hymns. Notice to who?
祷告、唱诗、赞美谁呀？
They were praying to God and they were singing hymns to God.
都是向着神的。
I think I maybe told you. I'm saying so much stuff, I have no idea who I told last. But maybe I told you we have a friend who will often call us and sing on our birthday.
我也许跟你们讲过啊, 我有一个朋友, 每次都在我们的生日, 打电话给我们, 给我们唱歌。
And if it's our anniversary, she'll sing, Happy anniversary to you, happy anniversary. Yeah.
然后我们周年纪念的时候呢, 他也会打电话进来给我们唱歌。
There is one thing very interesting about our friend.
然后我们的朋友呢, 会有一个很有意思的事。
She can't really sing.
其实是她不太会唱歌, 啊。
She got a really not a singing voice at all.
她的嗓子也真的不是太适合唱歌。
But you know what she does? She uses her voice as best she can.
你猜怎么样呢? 她就使用她的嗓音啊。
And she has often said to us, I sing my hymns to God every morning, she said. I'm sorry, Anne and I don't sing our hymns to God every morning. Maybe we should start.
对, Anne和我, 我们也不是每天早晨 都唱歌赞美主啊, 也许我们应该这么做。
When many years ago, I was staying in a home. There was a man, his wife, and their family.
很多年前呢, 我们在一个家里啊, 有一家三口人, 丈夫妻子和孩子。
And the first night that I stayed there, we said good night, and everybody went to their bedrooms.
第一晚我跟他们在一起的时候, 我说, 晚安, 然后每个人回到自己的卧室。
And I was laying in bed, and I heard something.
然后我躺在床上，我就听见点声音。
It was the man and his wife in their bedroom, I'm assuming, probably in bed, singing hymns to God.
是这个丈夫和妻子也在床上了，他们在一起唱歌赞美主。
I never forgot that.
永远不会忘记那一时刻。
On another occasion, we had an older man staying in our spare bedroom in our house.
然后还有一次呢, 就是一个老人 住在我们家的这个客卧里啊, 有一次。
One night, when it was very late, I needed something in my office. And I had to walk past the spare bedroom, and the door was a little bit open.
那有一天晚上呢，很晚了，我要去拿点水喝，我要经过这个客卧的门，客卧的门是掩着的。
And in the very dim light, I saw this old man on his face on the floor.
在很微暗的灯光里，我看见这老人呢，他的脸伏在地下。
He was praying.
他在祷告。
To his God.
向着他的神。
Not to me, not to anybody, to his God.
不是对我，不是对别人，对他的神。
And I never forget those things. It has affected my life.
我永远不会忘记这些事，它影响了我的生命。
No, they were praying and they were singing. To their God.
所以他们在唱诗, 祷告给他们的神。
But as the Lord would have it, somebody else heard.
所以就像神听见了, 其他人也听见了。
Says the prisoners were listening to them.
众囚犯侧耳听。
Now, let's suppose for a moment. You might be one of the prisoners, I'm sure you wouldn't be, but let's just suppose that you might be one of the prisoners in one of those cells.
假设你是在当场的一个囚犯在某一个监牢里。
What kind of people usually come to jail?
什么样的人藏在监牢里?
You know, bad people, right?
坏人。
Criminals.
罪犯。
You know? people who break the law.
违反了法律的。
Okay. And so here we've got Paul and Silas, and maybe they thought, maybe the prisoners thought, oh, here's some more of our buddies coming in to visit us.
那保罗希拉来了，那那些囚犯可能会说，哎呦，我们又来了几个哥们儿。Because
they think only bad people who come to jail, they must be bad people.
对他们心想，那这来监牢里肯定都是些坏蛋嘛，所以可能又来了，多来俩坏蛋。But
then they begin to hear the backstory, the whispers that was going around, and it got into the jail, and perhaps they heard what these men had done.
也许他们就开始听到一些背后的故事，哦，原来这两个人进监牢是这个原因啊。Perhaps
they heard, these men were men of God. They rescued the slave girl, and they beat them up, and they threw them in prison. I wonder what crime they have done.
对，所以他们也可能会想，哦，这几个人原来这两个人原来是神的仆人，他们就是因为赶了一个使女的鬼啊，被打了进来的。It
is very possible that inside the prison, you maybe couldn't see the other person, but you might say, who are those new people that came in? Does anybody know about them?
虽然呢，彼此监牢里大家不能见，但是会喊的嘛。啊，这新来两个人是干啥的？谁知道？
Maybe the jailer says, oh, there's some preachers from somewhere, and there's a big disturbance, and we beat them, and we beat them good, too.
那个管监牢的会说，哎，他们就是一些地方来的传道人啊，然后引起骚动，然后我们就把他打了。
And the jailer might have said, and if you don't shut up, I'm going to beat you too, you know.
然后那个狱卒会说，如果你们不闭嘴，我要打你们。I
am assuming that there was some interest, there was something going on, because it says the prisoners were listening to them.
我相信他们 I think
it's very possible that every person thrown in jail would make a big excuse how they didn't deserve it.
那我相信每一个当时被投到监牢里的人呢，一定会为他们其实应该配得的审判找了一个好借口。
They would probably say, I was framed. I didn't really do it, and I'm not that bad of a person, and I don't know what I'm doing in here.
哎呀，我就不知道我怎么来这里的，我没有那么坏呀，我这我是冤枉的，其实我没有那么坏。But
they didn't hear anything like that from Paul and Silas.
但他们发现呢，新来这两个保罗、希拉一点也不这么说。Matter
of fact, I'm going to suggest is probably the only time in that jail anybody ever prayed and anybody ever sung.
而且呢，这应该是呢监牢里唯一一次有人居然在祷告，还在唱歌。And
the prisoners listened to them.
所以囚犯们都在听啊。Now,
here is a very interesting principle I want to share with you. Look at the next verse.
这里有一个很重要的原则，我想跟大家分享。看下面一节。Suddenly
there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison was shaken.
突然地大震动，监牢的地基都摇动了。What
preceded the earthquake?
在大震动之前是什么？
Prayer and singing.
祷告、赞美。
Hold your hand here. Let's go way back in the Old Testament to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 20.
看一下旧约的历代志下20章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下20章。
Let me give you the background. We can't read the whole thing, but I'll summarize the chapter.
我给你一点背景，我没办法全部读，我可以总结一下。
There was a king called Jehoshaphat in Israel.
一个王, 以色列的王叫约沙法。
And one day, some messengers came to him and said, "We are in trouble."
有一天报信的来说, 我们有麻烦了。
The enemy has gathered three armies, and they're surrounding us, and they have come to fight us.
敌人呢，纠结了三批人一起来打我们。
So Jehoshaphat, being a wise king, said, "We better call a day of prayer."
约沙法呢，一个很聪明的王啊，他就说我们最好一起来祷告。Instead
of saying, "How many soldiers do we have? How many arrows do we have?" He said, "We better pray."
所以他不是在说，哎呀，我们有多少兵，有多少弓箭。他说，来，我们一起祷告来。
And so he gathered everybody in the city together, and they asked help of the Lord.
他们把一城的人聚起来，来求神的帮助。
And the Lord spoke to him through a prophet, spoke to Jehoshaphat through a prophet.
那神跟约沙法的借着一个先知说话。
Verse 17.
17节。
You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you.
这次你们不要征战，要摆正站着，看耶和华为你们施行拯救。
Verse 18. Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也伏伏在耶和华面前叩拜耶和华。
And the last part of verse 19 says, they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high.
19节的后半段，他们用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。
Verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should, watch your Bible, sing to the Lord.
21节，约沙法既与民商议了，就设立，注意你的圣经说什么，歌唱的人。
And who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army.
使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华。
Now, let's just pause here for a minute. Jehoshaphat has prayed, and the whole city's prayed, and they said, "What will we do?" And God says, "Well, I'll tell you what to do. You won't have to fight."
那我们注意哈，在之前呢，约沙法带领全城祷告呢，神已经告诉他们，你们要做什么就是等，不用打。Just
do what I tell you to do, and everything's going to be okay.
只要做我告诉你们要做的就好了。Use
the word "be still."
他用的词就是安静。So
Jehoshaphat gets the choir together, not the army, the choir.
那约沙法就着急了，不是军队了，是乐队了。And
so he says, "Anybody here sing bass?"
他说他肯定是这么说，他说有人唱低音吗？这里。Tenor,
soprano.
中音、高音，我们来分一下。Alternative.
All kind of singers there. You know.
各种各样的声部啊，他在召集乐队了。Notice
in verse 22.
22节.
Now when they began to sing and to praise,
众人方唱歌赞美的时候，他们正在做这件事。
God moved.
神就动了。
And God won the day.
神那天就得了大胜了。All
three armies got confused. They fought one another, and they actually killed one another.
所以这三方的人，他们自己就互相击杀了。But
what triggered the power of God?
什么引发了神的能力呢？
Singing and praising.
唱诗和赞美。
Now let's go back to Acts.
我们回到使徒行传。
What triggered the earthquake?
什么引发了地震呢？
They were praying and singing hymns.
他们祷告赞美主。
I forget what psalm it is. It may be 22. Anyhow, there's a verse I could find it. It says, God inhabits the praises of his people.
Okay. 诗篇我忘了是哪一个啊，他是这么说的。他说神住在那赞美他的人中间。
When you start praying,and singing and praising God, God says, I'm in on it. I'm there. I inhabit the praises of my people.
当你祷告、敬拜、赞美神的时候呢，神就说，我就在这群人中间。
Did you ever consider that a good way to respond to bad situations is to pray and sing?
你知道对一个困难的环境一个很好的回应方式就是祷告和赞美吗？
Because when you do that, God says, I'm there, I'm with you, I inhabit, I'm in the midst of my people when they do that.
当你这么做的时候，神说呢，我就在那里啊，我就在那赞美我的人中间。
So, in China, did you ever hear of a...man called Elvis Presley.
中国人知道这个
You don't know Elvis Presley? Where have you been?
Elvis Presley.
Where have you been? You ever hear the Beatles?
你们知道甲壳虫乐队吗？甲壳虫乐队。
No, brother.
Yeah, they know.
Never mind. Skip. Fast forward.
大概有代沟，所以他说了一个我们。
Elvis Presley had a very famous song called Jailhouse Rock.
他说了一个歌手有一首特别著名的歌叫 Jailhouse， 就是监牢是。
Yeah.
Rock.
Yeah. Long before Elvis Presley sang that song.Paul and Silas knew about how to rock a jailhouse. You know. Anyhow, you won't get that. That's okay.
就监狱摇滚大概是。他说在这个人唱这首歌很久以前保罗希拉已经唱过了。
What? Okay, don't worry about it. Anyhow, so verse 26. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. The foundations of the prison were shaken.And immediately all the doors were open and everyone, not just Paul and Silas, everyone's chains were loosed.
忽然地大震动，监牢的地基都摇动了，天门立刻全开，所有人众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
Okay. Now, this gets really difficult. In war...When you drop a bomb on the bad guys, sometimes innocent people get hurt. That's called collateral damage.
那在战争里哈，当你一个炸弹掉下来，打到那些坏人身上，或者说要目标身上的时候，有可能身边一些无辜的人也被炸死了。
Okay.
这叫collateral， 就是共同损失了。
Okay, got that? We're going to flip this around. And we're going to say that the prisoners had collateral blessing.
Amen.
但是我们把这颠倒过来，这些囚犯就有共同的利益了，共同的收益了。
Because God is meeting the needs of his people and he pours out a blessing on Paul and Silas.And other people around them get affected by that blessing.
正是因为神要祝福他的孩子，要祝福保罗和希拉，他给了保罗希拉如此大的祝福，在他身边的人全得福了。
Now, there is a lot of stuff going on right now. Imagine you're the bad guy and you're in there waiting to get executed or something, and all of a sudden the earthquake comes and your chains just go pop and they're gone. Like, how can my chains fall off with an earthquake? But they did.
你可以想一想这个场景，那些囚犯们呢，当天晚上正在认真听保罗希拉祷告唱诗赞美主，听着听着地震了，地震震着震着我的手链脚链都松开了，不可能，地震怎么能把这个锁链松开呢？
And these prisoners are just going, wow, all my chains fell off, I wonder what this is all about.
这些囚犯们都会想，这怎么回事啊，我们不知道怎么回事。
Can you imagine that as soon as the chains fell off, they probably said, I'm out of here, like, I'm gone, like, this is it, I'm escaping.
你可以想一想，假设这些囚犯一看见这个锁链，他们应该哈，按道理第一反应就是我走了，我就逃了。
It was really a miracle that the chains fell off, but it was another miracle that they didn't all run out the door.
所以呢，他的锁链松开啊，是一个神迹，没问题。
Because it says in that verse 26, all the doors were open. They could have easily, I think, ran away. But they didn't. That's another miracle. They didn't. So, I'm thinking of one other. Before we leave this thought about collateral blessing, you remember when the Lord Jesus was crossing the Sea of Galilee and there was a storm and they just about got swamped, the boat just about sank?
你记得有一次啊，耶稣在加利利湖上那个风浪啊，那要水要进来，船要沉了。
Okay, that's in Luke chapter 8, if you're taking notes, you can read that.
应该是在路加的八章啊。
Yeah. And you remember in that storm, the disciples woke the Lord Jesus up and he addressed the wind and the waves.
那在那一章里呢，耶稣是对着风浪说话的。
You know what he said?
你猜他说什么？
That's enough. Peace, be still.
他说,
to the wind and to the water.
他跟风和浪说呢，够了，住了，停了吧，够了。
Yeah. And there was a calm.
马上就停了。
Okay. Now, what you may not have known, according to Mark's account, there were other ships on the sea that night.
然后呢，你没有注意到的是，同样一件事呢，在马可福音里记述的时候呢。
And they were in the storm as well.
就是不单是这艘船，还有几艘船也在那个风浪里，但他们也受益了。
But Jesus wasn't in their boat.
耶稣没有在他们的船上。
But when Jesus said, "Peace, be still," they got in on it.
当耶稣说那风浪住了吧，静了吧的时候
，collateral blessing.
其他的船也受益了，这就叫共同受益。
I believe God blesses his people, and sometimes people around his people get blessed too.
所以神要祝福他的子民的时候，那这个他子民身边的那些人啊，全都得福，全都得福。
Now, verse 27.
27节。
The keeper of the prison awaking from sleep, pause.
箭竹一醒，停下来。
I don't know if any of you are watching this crazy thing. Oh, I'm not going to get into that. Anyhow, sleeping guards is a bad occupation. That is not a good thing to do if you're a guard. You never go to sleep.
所以一个睡着的狱卒啊，真的不是一个好狱卒啊。
Matter of fact,
睡着了的狱卒啊。
If you're sleeping and you're the keeper of the jail and you're sleeping and a prisoner gets loose, you are in serious trouble.
如果你是一个狱卒，你工作时间你睡着了， 那囚犯逃跑了，你有大麻烦。
If anybody should have been sleeping, it should have been Paul and Silas.
如果这座房子里谁应该可以睡呢？应该是保罗、希拉。
They had a very exhausting day, to say the least.
他们那一天可真是很长的一天呢，累死了。
Not only thrown in prison and shackled up, but every time they tried to turn over, he'd go, oh, I got a broken rib, I think, you know.
不但是他是上了这个锁链啊，他每一次挪，这个背都会痛的。
But instead of complaining, they were singing, but the jailer, I'm just assuming now, but I don't know this for sure, he didn't hear the prayers.And he didn't hear the singing. That didn't wake him up.
那保罗希拉他们没有抱怨，他们在祷告。但是想想这狱卒呢，他本来不应该睡觉，他那天呢，居然祷告和赞美啊，他都没听到，他居然睡着了。
As Paul and Silas prayed, and the prisoners listened to him, they probably, well, we know they heard the prayers and they heard the singing.
那些其他的囚犯倒是听见了啊，他们一直在听。
What do you think they prayed that night?
你们觉得那天晚上他们在祷告什么呢？
Maybe they said, Oh God, we know that we're in here for a reason. Maybe you want to speak to some of these prisoners about your son, Jesus.
他会说呢，主啊，我们不知道为什么我们能来这儿，也许呢，你要跟今天这座监牢里的囚犯讲你的事，讲耶稣基督的事。
And the prisoners were listening, but the jailer he didn't hear that. He's asleep.
囚犯可能在听，但是狱卒没有。
Yeah. However, he must have heard something about these men.
但是呢，他一定也是听见了关于这些人的一些事。
He probably heard.What the demon-possessed slave girl was saying on the streets about these men.
因为至少这个鬼妇的使女呢，在街上也喊了一些关于保罗的事情。
You remember what the slave girl said about these men as she followed Paul and Silas and the team?
使女跟着保罗的时候一直喊什么？
These men show us the way of salvation.
这些人对你们传说救人的道。
And I bet a lot of people heard that story.
那我有很多的人也都听了这个道。
And I think the jailer heard something because he knew what question to ask.
那我们也知道呢，狱卒听了这个道啊，所以他知道该问什么问题。
So he awakes from sleep, and then there's a couple of other things in verse 27.He sees that the prison doors are opened.
所以在二十七节还有一些细节，他看见监门也全开了。
And this almost fits into our study tonight. If for those of you who have been coming on Tuesday nights, you know we're talking about supposing things, supposing, taking for granted things.
我们今晚呢？如果周二祷告会会来的弟兄姊妹就都知道我们在查考一个系列叫我们都想当然的一些事。
So he saw that the doors were open and he thought, oh my, I know everybody has left. They're all gone, supposing the prisoners had fled.
所以他一醒一看监门全开，他就想当然的认为囚犯们都
Now, the next thing we know is that he unsheathes his sword. He takes his sword out now.
下一步他干嘛呢？他拔出刀来。
And you'd go, oh my, he's going to kill all the prisoners, you know.
你猜他怎么，你一开始看他拔刀以为他要杀全部的囚犯了。
But he wasn't going to kill the prisoners because he thought they were all gone.
他没有去杀囚犯，因为他以为他们都跑了。
He was about to kill himself.
他准备杀自己。
Now, swords are usually pretty big, right? Can be. Sword.
Pretty hard to cut yourself with a sword. Like, you can't chop your own head off or anything like that. You know how they would do that? They would fall on it.
They would
put the sword down on the ground and just fall on it.
对, 他会把剑放在地上, 然后浮在这个剑上, 扫罗就这么死的。
Yeah. He was about to do that.
对, 他会准备, 他准备这么做。
That's what we read. He was going to kill himself. Verse 28. But Paul called with a loud voice.
保罗大声呼叫说,
I'm thinking really loud.
我想啊,这个声音肯定很大。
Not, hey, be careful over there, you know, he's not...
他不是说,小心那里,小心。
I mean, he is... Hold it! Hold it! Don't do it! You know? There's a lot of emotion here.
他有很多的情感,他大声地喊。
Don't harm yourself, we're all here.
不要伤害自己,我们都在这里。
Now, a couple of things at that moment went on in that jailer's mind.
然后在很多事情啊,在这个禁足的脑子里啊,
if they're all there, let me get up immediately and lock those doors again.
如果他们都在这儿,我立刻要去把他们都锁起来。
Because if any of them escaped, the reason he's going to kill himself is because he knew they would skin him alive, you know, if any of those prisoners got away. They would torture him. They would kill him.
对,就是禁足知道,如果那些囚犯都跑了,他必须得自己自杀,否则他会被折磨,他会有大麻烦。
When he heard the voice of one of the servants of God saying, don't hurt yourself, we're all here, he probably thought, all here? How could that possibly be?
他听到说不要伤害自己,我们都在这的时候,他想,都在这,怎么可能呢?
So in verse 29, he called for a light. Now this is a very interesting part of the story. Up until now, everything is happening in the dark.
所以注意啊,故事行到这里,
It is not like the street lights were shining through the cells, you know. There was no street
路上的光啊, 灯光应该很难去照进这个监牢里的, 不太可能。
And if there were any kind of candles or oil lamps, evidently the earthquake took care of them, so they're out.
即便有一些的
So in the dark, groping around, making decisions, find his sword, get ready to fall on it. I mean, it's a wonder that Paul and Silas even knew what was going on, but God told them what to say.
在黑暗里啊, 保罗怎么知道, 这个狱卒要自杀呢? 这也是个神迹啊, 所以是神带着他知道。
So, in verse 29, he called for a light. He ran in. What is that?
叫人拿灯来,就跳进去。
Evidently, they're still in the cell.
他们当然还在监牢里。
He ran in. He ran in. I'm thinking he ran in to their cell.
他跳到他的监牢里去。
And he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas.
他战战兢兢地匍匐在保罗、希拉面前。
You can almost see that if you think about it.
你想一想啊, 你就能看到这个画面。
Several things are happening at this moment. He's in a hurry, number one. He is tremendously afraid. And he's humbled.
第一呢,他很着急。第二呢,他很战战兢兢。第三呢, 他真的很谦卑。
There is an urgency motivated by fear.
所以这里有一个由着惧怕而来的紧急的心呢。
Sometimes, gospel preachers are accused of scaring people, frightening people, talking about the fires of hell, trying to frighten them so that they would ask this question, what could I do to be saved? Sometimes they are criticized for the way they preach the truth of God's word.
有的时候呢，神的传道人啊，会被定罪和指责一种的事情，就是呢，他们传讲神审判的信息，地狱和火湖审判的信息呢，人们说呢，你这个信息会使人太害怕，因着惧怕哈、啊。人们来问这个我怎么才能得救的信息，所以传道人有的时候会被人指责，在讲严肃审判信息的时候。
One preacher said, I had rather scare you into heaven than lull you into hell.
所以如果一个传道人说呢，我宁可吓你吓到天堂去也好过呢，我等于就迎合你啊，让你去地狱。
Let me use an example of how God can get our attention.
我给你一个例子啊，看看神是怎么使我们引起我们注意的。
A true story of a man and his son, and he lived in Colorado.
一个真实的故事。
State of Colorado.
一个人和他儿子住在科罗拉多州。
This man was a very, very successful. His job was to cut down big trees in the forest. He was a logger, and he cut down big trees in the mountain.
所以他是个很成功的人哈、啊，那他的工作，他的生意就是砍大树，砍这个特别粗的在山上和这个林子里的大树。
And one day he and his 12-year-old son were on a big piece of equipment that drags these trees. Once you cut them down.This big machine drags these huge trees out of the forest.
那有一次，他和他十二岁的儿子呢，把一个要砍下来的大树啊，要拉出林子。
And because it was on the side of a mountain, the machine tipped and rolled over.
因为他这个树呢，正好就在一个山的一面哈，所以他这个机器呢就翻了。
And the father was able to jump clear of the machine and fall off, but the son was trapped under the machine.
那父和子都在那个机器里面哈，就但是父亲呢能够跳出去，第一时间跳出去，但是孩子呢就跟着这个机器就滚下去了。
And the father knelt beside his son and watched him die under that machine.
所以父亲呢就跪在那儿看着他的儿子就是死了。
And this was the father's testimony.
这是这个父亲的见证啊。
He said, "Now I know you will do anything to get my attention." See, God had been speaking to this man for years and years, and this man would not listen.
因为神对这个人一直说话说话说话，但他就是不听啊。
If the Lord speaks to you, the best thing you can do is listen and obey.
所以如果神在对你说话，你要做的最好的事就是听，然后跟从，按着做。
I guess the question would be, what does God have to do to get your attention?
那问题是神为了 要你醒过来，要引起你的注意啊，他要到底还要做多少事？
Another man was in a gospel meeting, and when the preacher said, who would like to be saved, that man got up and walked out of the church.
还有一个更极端的例子，在另外一个福音大会上呢，在一个教会里的有一个传道人说，你们底下谁想要接受基督而得救呢？有一个人起来了，然后呢出去了。
And his testimony was, many years ago I felt God was calling me and I needed to be saved.
然后他的见证呢，就是我很多年前呢，我觉得神呼召了我，我觉得我需要得救。
And he said, I told God many years ago, you leave me alone, and I will leave you alone. And he said, it's too late. I cannot be saved. God has kept his word, and I kept my word.
他说，你呢，让我一个人待着，我就让你一个人待着。他跟神说，因为太晚了，我不能得救了，所以神呢就守了他的承诺，这个人也守了自己的承诺。
If God is speaking, you need to respond. Don't put it off.
如果神对你说话，你要听啊，你要回应，不要把它踢开，不要拖延。
Let me tell you about this jailer. He ran. He ran. He ran.
讲我们讲这个禁足啊，他是跳进去，他跑进去。
It was something that had to be settled that night. It could not wait till morning.
如果那天晚上一定要解决的事，不要等到早晨。
And so in verse 30, he brought them out of their cell, and he said, notice the language. He didn't say, you filthy, rotten criminals. He said,Sirs, showing respect、
Amen.
to these men.
第三十节又领他们出来，注意，他没有说呢，你这个败坏的囚犯，他说二位先生，他开始很尊敬他们。
You know, he said, Sirs, I heard in the street that you know the way of salvation. What must I do to have salvation?
他说两位先生，我在街上听到你们知道该如何得救，我该做什么呢？
What must I do to be saved?
我当怎样行才可以得救？
Okay, we're going to stop there. If there's any questions, we'll take up there for next time.
停在这儿啊，有什么问题吗？
We have about 10 minutes or less for questions.
我们留下几分钟来问问题。
You know, let me put it this way for you. The alternative to salvation is not what you want.
我们这么说啊，救恩的替代项永远都不是你想要的。
Hell is a place of darkness.
地狱是一个满是黑暗的地方。
There's no light there. You know why I know there's no light in hell?
那里没有光，你怎么知道？我是怎么知道那里没有光的呢？
Because God is not there.
因为神不在那。
And God is light.
因为神就是光。
There is no God.
那里没有神。
It is also called the lake of fire.
它也被称为火湖。
Now think about this. a fire that is black.
啊，你可以想一想，有火但是黑的。
In other words, light is a byproduct of fire. If you have a fire, you got heat, but a byproduct of that is you get some light, right?
然后呢，火是光是火的一个副产品啊，就是你在烧火了以后，你有热，你也有光。
Someone wrote like this: "The lake of fire where God wastes no heat on light."
那在火湖里呢，神不会浪费任何的能量去发光。
It is called the blackness of darkness.
因为它是黑暗之地。
It is also called the bottomless pit.
它也被称为无底坑。
Everything that you and I know has a foundation. We got gravity going on here. I drop this pen, it goes down because that's, and it hits something, and there's a foundation. But there, you forever fall. There's no foundation. There is nothing but the lake of fire, and it's black, and it's dark, and it's heat, and it's pain, and it's never ending.
然后那里呢，的确就是永恒的黑暗，因为我们现在一切都有个托住的，就有个底呀、啊。你这个笔掉在桌上，是桌子托住了，等等，那是一直的沉沦呢，也没有光，也没有它是黑暗的，然后也没有底，就一直的沉沦。
Several times in the Gospels, Jesus talks about it, and he says, and we often misquote this. Let me misquote it.For you first. We say, the place where the worm never dies.
对，我们常会引用这个经文说，一个，这是一个地方虫是不死的。
But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible doesn't say hell is a place where the worm never dies.
圣经没有说呢，地狱是一个虫是不死的地方。
It says where their worm never dies.
他说他们的虫永不死。
Their worm is a reference to your conscience.
他是这在讲你的意识。
And for all of eternity, you will remember what it could have been, a constant reminder, I didn't need to be here. Their worm, their consciousness of their condition,Never leaves them.
啊，他说呢，一个人的良知和意识啊，在地狱里是永远不会消失的，就是他一直会记得，他可以不来这里的，他本来可以不来这里的，他永远记得。
That's the reason we tell people today is the day of salvation, not tomorrow.
这就是为什么我们一直告诉人，今天就是得救的日子，不是明天。
There may be no tomorrow.
因为也许没有明天。
There are people in hell today that said, tomorrow I'm going to get saved, but tomorrow never came for those people.
今天的地狱里呢，有很多这样的人，他们在本来说呢，明天我可以想去得救，但他们的明天怎么也没有来。
This jailer recognized his need, and he said, today I've got to do it today.
所以这个狱卒他当时知道了他的需要，他说我今天就要得救。
Okay, let me close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, you are so gracious to warn us about what the future holds for those who don't trust the Lord.
主啊，您如此的爱我们，警告我们，让我们知道那不信靠您的人的未来是多么的可怕。
And we could hardly believe that anyone would want to take a chance or put it off trusting Jesus as their Savior.
我们很难想象有人会说我就是要把这拖延，不接受基督成为我的救主。
But we know that unless people realize they are lost, they never want to be found.
除非人他们是失丧的，否则他们永不会被找到。
So, Father, I pray that in this room this afternoon, that if there are any who do not know the Lord, that they would be in a hurry to find Him.
我们祷告是今天，这屋子里如果有失丧的，求您让他很愿意、很快的来到您面前得救。
They would realize they're lost and they need a wonderful Savior who will save them.
让他们意识到他们是失丧的，需要一个美好的救主来救他们。
So, Father, I commit not just the ministry of your Spirit, but I pray that as your Spirit works on us, that we, all of us, will respond to His working in our life.
主啊，我们盼望每一个人当圣灵在我们里面运行的时候，我们能够回应他的呼召在我们的生命中。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay. So, believe it or not, we're going to look at our outline next week. We've got a great outline here, but we haven't looked at it.